My dad, if he sees me with candy, he'll slap it out of my hand and throw it away.
Is it hard to stay away?
Yeah.
It is hard.
Yeah.
That's Bridget. She's a fifth grader at school 35, and she's not shy about the fact she's got quite a sweet tooth.
Yesterday and this morning I was eating donuts, so I was running around the house and my dad yelled at me, so I went outside and I was playing all over the backyard and I was chasing my dog around and everything.
So you felt like that kind of made up for the fact that you had the donuts?
Yeah.
Bridget's not alone in her passion for sugar. Some of her classmates say sweets like candy bars and donuts are really hard to avoid. But they say a new musical, properly titled Sweet House, which is a modern take on the classic Hansel and Gretel, is teaching them the importance of eating healthy foods without totally saying goodbye to sugar.
You can eat some of that stuff some of the time. But you can't eat it all the time. Like, you can't eat the bad stuff all the time.
So about eating in moderation?
Yeah.
You can eat it once in a while, but every day is not good for you.
Nakia is also in fifth grade. She and Bridget say the musical taught them that a healthy diet means eating fruits and vegetables daily. Nakia shares her ideal healthy shopping list.
Apples, oranges, pears, tomatoes, cabbage, lettuce.
In addition to eating healthy, the musical emphasizes the importance of exercising. It's actually inspired by Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign.
I remember when I was like little, I was eating a lot of junk food.
John is a fourth grader at school 35. Like Bridget and Nakia, he too has a sweet tooth. But he says he learned a couple years ago how to keep his sugar cravings under control.
My dad started saying that I need to start getting active and start doing more exercise. So the time passed by and I started doing the things he told me to do to be obedient.
John says all that physical activity like playing basketball with his friends paid off.
I started doing all that. I started getting ripper and ripper. So then I started doing exercise, and then that's the time that I realized that healthy is being good active.
The students say the musical will help them remember what goes into a balanced diet. And Nakia says while the message is directed at kids specifically, adults could learn a thing or two as well.
Since they are adults, they think that they can always eat whatever they want, but sometimes they eat too much of a bad thing.
Sweet House opened Monday at school 35 and will reach all of the city's elementary schools by February. Helen Dian Duty, WXXI News.